Allison Bono, who is the Community Relations Coordinator for the American Red Cross Mid-Michigan Chapter. Good evening, Allison. How are you?
Fine, yes.
Very good. I wanted to get a hold of you today, and all I can think of is, man, one disaster after another. The tornadoes in Alabama a few weeks ago, then the flooding through the Midwest, and now Joplin, Missouri. You've got to be just going, I'm not sure what I'm going to see every morning when I wake up.
Exactly. Every morning a new disaster. And the Red Cross is helping thousands of people today and will be providing assistance in the weeks to come. It's going to be a long time cleaning up. And the need for emotional support in these states can't be underestimated. There are areas that have been hit by multiple disasters, and the Red Cross is there with trained workers canvassing the area neighborhoods and helping people cope.
Well, in the beginning process, let's talk about Joplin because it's just happening. I mean, it's happening now. Tuscaloosa,
right.
Alabama, of course, is still, I mean, I still consider them kind of in the early times of putting their lives back together. But for Joplin, Missouri, what does the Red Cross do at a time like this, almost 24 hours after the storm struck there? What is happening with the Red Cross?
Right now, the Red Cross is on the ground. Local chapters that are close by have gone in. And we have agreements with different places to open shelters, churches, stadiums, things like that. So we have to assess the damage and see where shelters can be open. But in the meantime, food and cleanup kits and cots are all being staged to be moved to that area. And as soon as the shelters can be open, they'll be open. We have a couple open in Missouri right now. And right now we've got shelters in Missouri, Minnesota, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Wisconsin, Montana, and New York. And I think that's a record for the Red Cross.
I was just going to say that sounds unheard of.
It is. And so we're right in the staging process now, and it's hard when the communication is done. I guess they have problems with cell communication, things like that. So we're also relying on people who need to find their relatives or people that are down there can sign up with our Safe and Well website if they can get to somewhere where they have access to that. And it's on our www.redcross.org. They just go to Safe and Well, and they can sign up and say, I'm here, I'm going to the shelter, or I'm staying at so-and-so's house. And then their relatives, wherever they might be, can log on and look for them. So this is a good way. And it also can be uploaded to Facebook. And there's a little click there where they can go on and put that information on Facebook.
Well, and I was watching on Facebook last evening and watching people doing just that. People not through the system yet, but just in the early
right.
stages saying, I have a relative so-and-so who lives in Joplin on this street. Let me know if anybody sees him. So
right.
The panic involved in these early hours is incredible.
It is. And as soon as our disaster volunteers are on the ground, we also have our emergency vehicles that are in the area. And they just go from block to block looking to see if people need water and telling them about Safe and Well and trying to get messages back and trying to get them linked in so that their relatives will know that they're all right.
And I think it bears reminding folks that when the Red Cross volunteers hit the ground, you're looking at basic necessities at that point in time. Everything they have is gone for the most part. So to
right.
drop off a bottle of water, I mean, that's a basic need right then and right now that they don't have.
Right, and we've got water, we've got ice, we've got just comfort kits that maybe have a toothbrush. And I remember talking to someone after one of these disasters, and she said, you don't know what it meant just to be able to brush my teeth, you know. So there's just basic needs that have to be met just so those people can cope with what they have coming next.
And do you have folks heading there now, or have they already left for the Joplin area?
Well, we sent one volunteer out yesterday to Alabama, we're waiting for the call from National because it's very organized from the national level. They put out a call for the volunteers they need and where they want them to come from, which states and everything. So we're waiting to hear, and we're sure we're going to hear, but they're not that far yet in the process.
Well, and that's fascinating that you're talking about sending a volunteer from mid-Michigan to Alabama. As I said, to me, it still seems like they're in the early stages of putting things back together.
Yeah.
And so do we have volunteers down there, or have they kind of gone in shifts?
They've gone in shifts. In the Red Cross, we only send our volunteers out for 3 weeks at a time. Then they come home, regroup, and then they can go, choose to go back out again. And they work long days, 12-hour days, and it's in difficult conditions, so they do have to rotate through.
The emotional support that you mention is so critical. We think of the immediate needs, as we've kind of just spoken about, but the emotional support, when somebody is standing looking at what used to be their home and their and you know, heaven forbid, of the loss of a family member, having people trained and on the ground who can be there for that is equally important.
It is, and we have well-trained, they're mostly nurses, and we also have mental health professionals that can just take a minute to talk to these people and tell them, you know, what you're feeling is normal. This, when you've lost everything, this is a normal feeling, you know, so that people can get a grip, you know, and just hang on. Maybe that's all they need is a hug and somebody to reassure them that what they're feeling right now is normal and that they will be okay, you know, so...
Well, and I do actually have a little experience. When I was 6 years old, our house was hit by a tornado, two tornadoes, actually. We had bought it on a Saturday night, and it was gone Sunday morning.
Oh, my.
And we had left just a few minutes beforehand, and I remember my mom, her statement that she always said over and over again when she talks to people about it is, if we could stand here and as a family and look at it, it's all okay.
And
unfortunately, there's some folks in the Joplin area, and there were those in the Tuscaloosa, Alabama area who weren't able to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, and it's going to be a long time sorting all that out, and very painful for them.
No, people always, of course, at this point, Allison, they say, what can we do to help? You know, we'll get a hold of the Red Cross, or we're not sure what to do. What is the best way for folks here in mid-Michigan listening tonight to help the Red Cross in any of these disaster areas?
Well, the easiest way is to text Red Cross to 90999 and make a $10 donation. But as of last week, the Red Cross figured we needed $31 million to go forward and take care of everything we had at that time. And we've only raised $17 million. So we're very short of funds, but we're, you know, we keep getting hit with the disasters, and we'll continue to respond. But we have to be ready to respond to the next disaster. We can't be behind the ball trying to raise money for three disasters back, you know. So this is what we need for the public. We don't need clothing. We don't need mattresses, things like that. We need money so that we can be staged for the next disaster.
Well, and I being a $31 million behind and raising 17, as you said, that was before this happened yesterday.
Right. So we haven't even got figures that. But if you go to redcross.org, Red Cross website, you can click on Donate Now, and it will take you right through the process. It's very easy. And even if it's a $10 donation, you know, it's going to help. It's going to help with, you know, providing toothbrushes and comfort kits, and every little bit will help at this point.
Well, and as you said, you know, times are tough for everybody, but you never know when we could be the ones needing help.
Exactly. That's why we have to be ready for the next disaster, and we have to be prepared. People have to realize that there might come a time when they need to be prepared, and the Red Cross office offers free classes to schools and to organizations, and we tell you how to make a preparedness kit for your family, 3 days' worth of water, a flashlight, a radio, so that when the time comes and if somebody said to you, you've got to leave now, that you would have the wherewithal to withstand 3 or 4 days not being at your home, not having any of your things.
Can you give us the website one more time so folks can hear it?
Redcross.org. It's www.redcross.org.
Well, Allison, I appreciate it. At the time when I was a little kid and our house was hit, we were helped by the Red Cross as well. So I'm a big supporter.
Yeah.
Thank you for your help and information. We'll connect with you again soon and see how it's all coming.
Okay, thank you.